we're going to do the holy letters. We're going to do letter number 1001. And again, this is a letter to a woman. Again, three letters in a row to a woman the Rebbe was lighting. And you know, the Rebbe made a main push, and that is the women. And then, you know, 1001 in Yiddish, in the Hebrew numbers, it ends up being Aleph, Aleph. Aleph stands for 1,000, and with an apostrophe, that's 1,000, then Aleph is 1, because it's letter number 1,001. So this is dated also the 10th day of Yir Tov Shel Dal, Brooklyn, New York, Baruch HaVisholem. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 13th of Nisan that I had received, a little bit delayed, and you are notifying that they suggested many possible matches, a shidduch, and
what if it's a
you cannot decide, she cannot decide on her own, because she's not fully satisfied with any of the suggestions. And also that there's a suggestion now in which they did over there already. I'm not sure what it means. Maybe they started off already. Maybe they saw each other. So the Rebbe says, when I was on the gravesite of the resting place at Zion of my father-in-law, I mentioned for a blessing and all that you need, and for sure he will arouse mercy so that you will be blessed with a good fitting settlement very soon. As far as your doubts, for sure you'll pay attention how one builds a physical structure, a physical home, how one builds that. That although that you make it beautiful also externally, it should look nice, but the main thing is that it has to be built on a very strong foundation, and it has to be used strong material, that it should fit the needs of the people that need to live there. It shouldn't just be nice for the people that go in the street. You want to make sure that it's good. You don't want to just make it a beautiful looking, looks nice, but you want to make sure that it's a structure that is a lasting structure that is built on good material and a good foundation. How much more so, the Rebbe says, this needs to be in the building of a Jewish home. That the main thing is, it needs to be built on a strong foundation, which is the Torah with fear of heaven. Our Torah is called a living Torah. It's a living Torah, Torah living. It actually very simply means it teaches us a way on the day-to-day life. And the opinions of those who go by in the streets, the passerbys, what a beautiful house you have. So he says, naturally, this measures one who is happy with his lot, or the opposite. You know, some people take into consideration what somebody else is going to say. It's not really what they feel or what they want it to be. It's, you know, what is the other guy, the passerby, how is he going to, comment? So naturally, is some people are happy with what they have, or some people are always not happy with what they have. But the main thing is, this is only what other people say is only secondary to the main part of what really the house, what really it is. Since you are a daughter from a Hasidic family, so certainly you have been educated in that spirit, so it's certainly extra to prolong and to explain these words, that you probably know this already from the past, and the reflection on them, certainly she will clarify for yourself your position and your opinion about the suggestions that are suggested to her. May Hashem lead you in the proper way to build a home in Israel on the foundation of Torah mitzvahs, as they have been articulated and illuminated with the teaching of Hasidus. I hope that you will be able to give me good news from what's going on with the blessings. So again, here we see that the example is very well taken, that the most important part for the building to be a lasting and to use for the people, it has to be made on a proper foundation, and it has to be made from good material. So what is the foundation? The spiritual foundation is the Torah and mitzvahs, and the opinions of others, I mean, whether they like it or not, is just secondary. Sometimes it impacts us, sometimes not, you know, but a lot of times people, you have different people, a lot of times people do, they need other people's approval for what they do, and they're only happy if somebody else says that they're doing right, and they're not happy if it's the, I guess it's the moment impressing other people, say, wow, you know, or the, but that's not really what really counts, and it really counts to them. And the Rebbe says that the spiritual house, well, the spiritual house is mainly Torah mitzvahs, is Yiddishkeit, that's the building there. You know, sometimes, you know, he goes, oh, married such a rich, it's the external things, but it doesn't, or important person, you know, it's just people's talk, you know, makes them feel good about it, or most people maybe, but that really is a very small part of the real life, you know, of the important what you have in life.